Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy. This is Ian.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 18th of December. We're getting into Christmas.
We are.
Next week.
Are we going to take off next week? What are we doing?
I don't know. I think we'll do the first 3 days and probably nothing else.
Okay.
Because on our Twitter account, we have, I've been talking to some people on Twitter. Tyler never touches our Twitter, just so you know. And we did promise I think it'd be kind of fun if we did how to talk to someone in the gym.
Okay.
And then one of our Twitter people, she asked us to do a podcast on how girls can attract the right kind of guy at the gym.
Okay, so let's just do
the fun stuff.
The fun stuff next week.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk. We're talking about some fun stuff next week. Thursday and Friday we're off, and then we'll come back to you the Monday right after, up until New Year's, and I'm thinking straight through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because what day is New Year's? New Year's is a Thursday, or the 30th is a Thursday.
I believe so.
And Friday is the New Year, which is kind of, I always like it when the New Year lands on a Monday. For some reason, I just like it.
I can see that.
It just makes sense.
Makes calendars a lot easier.
It does. Yeah, the whole 365, you know what I think we should do? We should just go drag the sun into a different position, or our closeness to the sun, you know? So we're a little bit closer, a little bit farther, whatever, so that the days aren't 365 days and a quarter, you know? Let's just fix it so it's a nice round number, like 366 days.
Well, riddle me this. Why can't we just make it 300 days? Nobody really understands the rotation of the Earth and the...
Yeah, except for, like, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, there's, like... I'll just say out of the, how many billions of people are there on the Earth?
A lot.
We'll say there's 100 billion people just for the sake of an easy number to work with.
Right.
I'll give you 500 million of them know how it works. But at the end of the day, it doesn't affect them any.
No, it won't actually change anything. Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, for ease of use, we really should change our
calendar. The month should be 30 days, not 31.
No, it has to be
February, screw that.
Divisible by 7, because we have 7 weeks, or 7 days in a week, right? And that's not going to change.
Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of 5.
That's not going to change, because you have 5 days of working, 2 days of rest. And people like that.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking that we just go that
way. So, 28 days. Everything's 28 days. Months are 28.
All months are 28 days. Done.
So what would that be? 28 times 12. So that's 120 plus 456. So you're looking at
280 plus
6.
No, it's 280. That's 10 times 28 plus
286.
No. That's way low. 280 is
10. Oh, plus. Yeah, I did. So it has to be 3.
So 50.
330. What? Okay.
50 plus 6. So add 56 to 280. What's 280 plus 56?
It's 336.
Yep. Done.
So we only got rid of 20 days?
Yep. But that's all. Those are all the 20 days we needed to get rid of.
Yeah, really?
No.
And can I pick the days that we got rid of?
Yeah.
I'm over St. Patrick's Day.
I like St. Patrick's Day.
I'm over... what's it called? Cinco de Mayo.
It's because the thing is, that's like getting rid of Boxing Day.
No, you should get rid of Boxing Day.
But Boxing Day does, like, just because we don't celebrate it.
Get rid of it.
What about like
Secretary Day? Get rid of it.
What about like Rooster Day in France?
Get rid of it. But what is that? What is that? What do you do on Rooster
but
Day?
I just made that up.
The only days that are, I think, should be around are religious holidays and patriotic holidays, as in Veterans Day, Fourth of July,
but here's
Memorial
the thing.
Day.
Even removing that day doesn't mean people won't celebrate it still.
That's fine. They can do whatever they want on their own time. Okay. It's just not culturally okay.
Have you heard of Steak and a BJ Day?
I believe that's the day March 16th.
When's Valentine's Day?
14th, so it'd be 14th.
Yeah, March it's the 14th. It's the 14th of the next month.
Which would be March.
Yep, so March 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was the greatest holiday ever created.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Uh-huh. So. It should have beer in there somewhere, though. Then it would actually technically be
perfect. It should be called Tree B. So it'd be beef, beer, and a BJ. That's good. That's a good holiday.
Yes. That's perfect.
So,
speaking of steak.
Of beef.
We're talking about nutrition today.
Yes.
For our four case studies. We're going to go through. Sarah, don't grab your Jack Daniels already.
I just need something. Continue.
We're going to go through Sarah, Robert, Randy, and Stella.
Stella!
Stella. You put the workouts up online, right?
Forgot. I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll do that right when I get so everybody has it.
You're so dumb. Yeah, you hear that pouring sound? That's Tyler pouring himself a Jack and Coke. On air. That's like, oh, wow. How is it?
It's fine.
That's
first
actually
one's always a little.
A Jack and Gatorade drops, because he put it in a Gatorade bottle that he had from earlier.
Oh.
All right, so let's go over this. Our buddy Sarah.
Sarah, I posted. I know I
you
posted
did,
Sarah's.
I don't have the full notes. I only have my notes. So her goal weight was 150, and she weighed 200, roughly.
Sarah thinks it's gonna be easy.
Sarah's gonna be pretty easy, cause she's I don't have my full notes here. Do you have yours like within reach?
Sarah,
I'm
ill prepared. What are you looking for?
Her height.
Sarah was like 5'6".
Okay.
We picked her cause she was pretty stereotypical.
Right. All right. So Sarah's 5'6", weighs 150. So 150. So what kind of diet were we gonna put her on? Actually, she weighed 210.
210. Yeah. And she wanted to go, and it was like anywhere from 130 to 150 was
right.
What her target weight was going to be. I mean, I easily would tell her, A, I'm sure she's not eating breakfast. So I would have her eat breakfast anywhere from a bowl of cereal to a thing of oatmeal, thing of, you know, eggs. With Sarah, and this is kind of with anybody that's obese. Like, overweight.
Right, because unfortunately, Sarah, you do fall into that obese category. I'm not telling you
anything. Yeah, we're not picking fun of you. We changed your name and pictures.
We're not telling you anything you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, let's not stop lying to yourself if you don't know that.
I mean, I easily would say just in the sense of obese people, changing your diet a little bit will drastically change.
Right.
So, eating a breakfast anywhere from, you know...
Help. I was listening to a strength coach, and I think it was the coach for the Brown. No. Gosh, I don't remember. And they were talking about his athletes, and they talked about nutrition, blah, blah, blah. Like, for some people, like, because if we tell you, eat oatmeal and eggs, and you don't like oatmeal and eggs, you're not going to, and you don't eat breakfast, you're not going to eat, you might eat oatmeal and eggs once.
Yeah.
But if you can choke down a damn Pop-Tart, I'd rather you choke down a damn Pop-Tart and get some nutrients in your system and work your ass off in the gym and then slowly change that Pop-Tart into
something else.
Something that you start enjoying. Just get in the habit of eating in the morning. And that I
literally
mean, that's really
a wake up, knock it out, you know, wake up, eat something, cereal. I mean, I'm talking if that means a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Right. Something
knock,
in the morning.
Yeah, something. Down.
If you're eating well already, this doesn't give you permission to go backwards, though.
Yeah. Like,
just for you, I mean, like, because there are those looky-loos who want to, you know, who want an easy way out. This is not an easy way out. This is an easy way to start.
Yeah.
So.
This is purely for the Sarahs, and I use Sarah in quotation marks, where it's the obese people that need to start with the diet. And this is probably going to be the longest one we talk about, because we'll then just pick apart the other ones with
right.
things from this.
Right, because diet's not surprising.
No.
Like,
so, you're going to eat something in the morning, then every 3 hours, eat something else.
Right, that's
so,
the same for every one of these people.
Yeah, Sarah, or the obese people, I would knock out
easily more fruits and vegetables. I'm sure that there's maybe a fast food restaurant that you frequent often, or there is a treat of yours that is ridiculously high in
something
that you shouldn't have. I'm not saying cut those out. I'm just saying.
As you drink Jack Daniels.
That's a delicious treat.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm pointing out.
Make it a treat type thing. Once a week, twice a week. No more than twice a week at first.
And make it after a hard workout. Not before a hard workout. Because if you make it before a hard workout...
You're not going to make it a hard workout.
You're going to make it a bucket workout.
Yeah. So...
And for all of you who don't know a bucket workout...
Throw up.
Means you're going to... Yeah.
I will tell you, the worst event I ever did was I ate a whole bag of gummy worms before a water polo practice.
Awesome.
That stuff came up, burnt, taste awful, and was the most colorfulest, weirdest brown I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Huh.
So, yes.
My worst water polo practice. Remember this one?
No.
Taking out the cage, the goal.
Oh, I believe.
And right as I'm lifting up, I think it was with Nick or something like that, Eric was taking shots on goal still, and he misses wide right, and they yell at me, like, yeah, watch out. I turn, huh? Hits me full on in my dong.
In the area that doesn't need to be hit.
Right. I was out for swimming, which was nice, because coach was pissed that day or something.
Yeah,
so that was nice.
So we did something wrong. But yeah.
Probably lost to someone.
We shouldn't have.
But see, the thing is, I didn't really affect the game, so me being punished.
Didn't really.
Not really a thing.
So, okay. Mattered. So, Sarah, you're going to eat every 3 hours. Actually, everybody.
Everyone's going
to
eat.
Everybody listening to this, you should eat every 3 hours, and it's just a difference of what you are eating. So, breakfast, eat a breakfast. Then 3 hours later, a yogurt, a granola bar, a protein shake is always a good staple. What else is there? Handful of nuts.
An apple.
An apple, a fruit of any kind.
Peanut butter. Like here's going to be one of my mandates. With your meal, always have a protein. Every single meal, have a protein.
Okay.
Of some kind. And then for your main meals, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, not necessarily for your snacks, have a vegetable.
Uh-huh.
So you have a vegetable, and you know what? For breakfast, have a fruit instead. Because some people can't get their mind around eating vegetables in the morning. Like, for some reason.
Yeah, I think it's just a social weird thing.
Yeah, because whatever. In Asia, apparently they eat salads for breakfast, which I've tried, and it's actually really awesome. Like, if you can get your mind around it, it's a cool breakfast.
I'm all for eating anything you want to eat whenever you eat it. Kind of a concept. But... I guess we could kind of knock out all four of these at the same time now that
we're,
I'm thinking about it.
We're already going through Sarah, so let's just walk through her and then...
So Sarah, roughly, I mean, if you're... Some people count calories, some people don't. Some people... everybody should be aware of calories, right. I think, is more how I stress it in my day-to-day life. I would say, Sarah, anywhere from 1,300 to 1,500 calories.
Yeah. That's probably pretty good.
It's probably roughly
and
the best
the reason
for Sarah's.
That Tyler's giving you a range is because on your workout days, your weight days, you're going to eat a little bit more, 1 to 200 calories more. And on your pure cardio days, you're going to eat 1 to 200 calories less.
Yeah.
So you're eating 1,300 calories on your cardio days, 1,500 calories on your weight days.
So I figured that's probably the best for you. Trick of the trade is I always enjoy... I know it sounds kind of... No duh, but adding a salad with my last meal of the day, I find that that helps my digestion through the night a lot easier.
Right. And plus, also, I like to do carbohydrate tapering. So you start off with your most carbohydrate-laden thing in the morning. So that's why the oatmeal and the eggs is a good staple. And then as you come down towards the night, you only have vegetables and protein. And maybe some coconut oil or whatever, but no heavy carbohydrates because you're not going to be using them. You don't need the energy. So, important. And then the other snack, same thing.
I mean, snacks, that can go anywhere from... I used to make myself 2 sandwiches in a day.
Uh-huh.
I'd have a sandwich at lunch, and I'd have half a sandwich for a snack, and the other half for another snack.
Right.
You know, you can kind of do that. Eventually, your body gets into a thing where when I'm really on my, you know, my diet that I have, and when I say diet, I mean just like I'm eating right and I'm not, you know, weird shifts of, oh, I haven't ate for 6 hours and whatnot.
Right.
Every 3 hours I eat, my body knows when to stop and when to start getting hungry, and it's just like clockwork.
Right.
And that's something that if you can start doing, it helps you so much.
Right. One thing that I think it's going to be huge for all four of our case studies is preparation. We've talked about it a little bit before on the podcast, but Tyler and I probably have a good 10 protein shakers between the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
We have a bunch of those. We have a Magic Bullet, a blender, and I have a couple other things I use for making protein drinks. So, I mean, you have to keep washing them, otherwise they're going to stink real bad. But protein shakers are a good investment. So every time you go to the GNC or Vitamin Shop to buy your protein, buy a shaker as well until you have a good supply. Because otherwise you're going to be really tired of washing the same one over and over.
Yeah, I mean, you can have one for a while, but it comes to a point where you kind of want to wash one, and like washing it by hand, and then occasionally you'll want to wash it with the dishwasher. So having two, three is good, because I keep one in my car.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, like,
emergency.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, kind of thing.
So what I started doing is just putting a plastic bag of stuffs of powder in both my bags. So I have my my man purse and my gym bag. And so I have one in each.
I have one in my glove box. It looks like Coke because it's vanilla.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Gosh, there was something I wanted to say. That was really important. Oh well, I guess it wasn't that important. Okay. So preparation for all four of you is going to be huge.
And Tupperware. That's even for like meals. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I go grocery shopping often, I will get, you know, the tray of 8 chicken breasts, and I'll cook all of them at one time, and I will have the same lunch, you know, the whole week, or in the same dinner the whole week. I can do that. Some people need to mix it up. Right. I don't care.
And one way you can easily mix it up without adding a lot of calories is just go to Trader Joe's and pick up one of, like, the salsas or the chutneys or the sauces. Make sure it's not a whole lot of calories. Like, I'm talking 100, 120 calories max. For 2 tablespoons of the stuff, and that'll really mix up the flavor. So if you're using like a polenta, or even on your sandwiches, you can mix that up. My favorite thing to do is use the slow cooker, and so get a big thing of meat, black beans, maybe some ground cornmeal or quinoa. Toss it all in there with some spice and whatever. Just let it sit all day. Come back, and then I have the entire week's meals and maybe some more already cooked for me.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorites.
Tupperware is key as well.
So cool.
I'd also invest in like one of the cooler like temperature lunchbox bags type things. It's kind of dorky in some case scenarios, but it works. And
right,
when people start seeing the results from you, they'll be like, they can't make fun of you.
Right, exactly. And a lot of places, a lot of workplaces, they'll have a place for you to put your food. But still having your own container is smart, because then people are less likely to go in it. Let's move on to, that's pretty much Sarah, right?
Yeah.
In a nutshell. So a lot for everyone, all four of you, the rule is a lot of vegetables, protein, and minimal on the carbs.
Yeah.
I mean, on the fast carbs. Robert, since he's bulking up, and he is on a body part split workout and a 5x5, you're going to be eating a little bit more than Sarah is going to be eating. So the key to this is to make sure that you're eating enough protein before your workout, light protein, and then light protein after your workout right away. I'm talking protein like shake.
As you walk out the gym.
Exactly. Like, so protein shaker, I'll down one right as I'm leaving the house. Wash it out real quick, and then put the powder back in, shake it up, and then since I work at a gym, I'll just put it in the fridge And then as I'm literally walking towards the locker room to grab my stuff, I'll grab that and start drinking it. Because then you get the post-workout nutrition, and it's just necessary for you since you're adding muscle. So that is huge. Other than that, 5 meals a day at least. In the mornings, I'm going to say eggs and toast is probably a good morning thing. Unless you're working out in the morning, in which case, make it a shake.
Yeah, I agree. The other key is, I feel like this could be for everybody. Don't be afraid of beef.
Yeah.
Beef's not as bad as people make it out to be.
Go for the grass. Like, from my perspective, go from the grass-fed. Has a better fat profile, and I think it's better for you.
No, I fully agree on that. I mean, get the leaner stuff.
Right.
Problem solved there. Let's see, with the bulking up with, what fake name do we give
Robert.
Him? Robert.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying
to... Because I know the guy that it is.
I keep trying to fight not to say the actual people's names. Yeah.
So, Robert, or Roberto, or whatever we called him. so, also, I would highly suggest downing a protein shake at night, or having, like, a thing of eggs before you go to bed.
Or cheese, if you like it, or the Faye yogurt from Trader Joe's.
Eating something that is highly protein, no carbed, little bit of fat,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be really good for you at night, right before you go to bed.
And for all, this is mostly for Robert, but don't take any of the NO2 supplements or those bulking. The only supplements you really need are going to be fish oil, creatine if you'd like. It's not a must, but you can take that.
That's even debatable.
I have no issue with it. And your protein. Protein I consider food, in all honesty.
Yeah. Well, no, the creatine wasn't a concept of, like, no, I think it's fine. Okay. But it's more of a, I'd wait, like, till month two or three before you did the creatine.
Yeah, see what you can get on your own, and then start supplementing, or getting on a cycle. Because remember, you need to cycle creatine. Okay, so same eating regimen, except you're probably going to add a sixth meal. So you're going to go breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, your final light meal. We're talking light as in 100 to 200 calories.
Yeah.
Calories for you aren't going to matter as much. Just eat until you're full for you. Since we're on a bulking phase, a little bit.
And in the eat till you're full.
We're not meaning a 10 on a 1 to 10 scale.
No. I'm saying you have to eat slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep forgetting. That's, sorry, that's a good point.
That's key in the eating world because if I sit down, I can knock out a table and then feel like crap afterwards. Right. If I sit down, take my time, drink a whole glass of water while eating, and eat a little bit, drink some water, eat a little bit, drink some water, then I'm good. Uh-huh. Like, I can judge real, my body will adjust accordingly and knock out what it needs to eat.
Or if you're in a rush, know your portion.
Yeah. And I mean, this is one of those things like, I kind of am a bad example in the sense that I eat the same stuff over and over again. So I know exactly how much it is that I need to eat of each thing.
Right.
So after a week or two of eating, you know, the same stuff or eating, you know, after a week or two, you've ate, you know, 4 or 5 meals of the same thing. You'll know, okay, this is how big that is. This is how big that is. So do that.
All right, let's polish it off. We've got Randy and Stella to go through. Randy, since you're a businessman, I know eating at your desk is going to suck. For some reason, men in their 50s don't like eating at their desk. Sorry, you're going to do it. Replace that bowl of candy on your desk with a bowl of almonds, and you'll be set. Seriously, go buy all those bags at Trader Joe's. Get two of them. Put one, leave it closed in your desk, and open the other one out on top of your desk.
The thing that's entertaining is Randy's not looking really to lose too much weight.
Right.
So the thing that he's just going to have to make subtle changes to what he is already doing. I'm sure Randy, his morning breakfast might be just a thing of coffee.
Right.
Having a bowl of oatmeal probably that's going to jumpstart the metabolism, get it going, or a bowl of cereal, something of that nature is going to get you going, metabolism-wise, and you'll be good to go.
Right. One reason I don't think people understand why we emphasize breakfast so much is that it's like jump-starting your engine. You know, it's like if you don't feed it fuel right away, it's not going to start up as fast or as hard. It's like a furnace. You know, if you don't start it off right away, won't start at all. So,
And also, I'm pretty sure Randy doesn't eat six small meals a day.
No.
The thing is, in change, by the, and you're probably thinking to yourself, six meals? Are you kidding me? Da, da. These are probably half the size of what your meals you're having right now are.
Right.
Because what we are trying to do is to get your body to go, okay, I don't have to store this food, this fat, this energy for the whole rest of the day till I get food again. I know that I'm going to get food in 3 hours, 2 hours, 4 hours. Oh, I can toss it away right now.
Right. Yeah, your body's kind of stupid like that. So, and I mean, Randy, for you, it's going to be, the key is to find things that are going to be quick and packageable for you, because I know you're not going to want to use the Tupperwares, use the protein shakers as much. So some good alternatives. I'm not a huge fan of them, but protein bars are an okay thing for you.
That's if you can find ones that you like the taste of. That's really the key in my book, because some of them in the realm of them are okay. Some of them are just weird for you and don't do anything for you, even if they swear that they do.
Right.
Some
to steer away from, detour, don't like them. Okay. I think those are nasty.
Like in the taste department?
Taste department, and then the Builder Bar. That one's just nutritionally crap for you. I like the Clif.
Clif I like. Here's the strategy. Here's the key with Clif. Clif is really dry.
Dense.
Dense. So you have to drink water with it.
I haven't found a protein bar that you don't have to drink water with.
Okay, I think all of them are dense then. But that is the key, because multiple times I've had Clif bars, and if I don't drink water, and I'm talking like a 10-ounce thing of water, like a good substantial chunk of water, I will get that like rock in your stomach ache, and it is awful.
Another good brand, Promax, I think they're good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah. And those ones you can seriously pick up at a gas station or your Chevron. So those are good options for you. Other stuff, just be careful of what they throw at you on the health food aisle of even like a Whole Foods or like a Trader Joe's. Like, be careful of that stuff. Learn to read the nutrition label and find stuff that you like. Fruit is your friend. Almonds, like I said, are your friend. Like, a handful of those and an apple is a great snack for you. All right, let's move on to Stella.
Stella
needs to eat probably a crap lot more than she is. I'm assuming she's like your mom and eats 600 calories a day.
I think Stella's biggest issue is that her body stores her energy, food, and fat thinking she's not going to eat for another 24 hours, so I have to keep it.
Right.
And in that, Stella, and this is to every woman that starves themselves, you're going to gain weight the first week.
Oh, so you're staying off the scale for the first month.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
You're going to gain weight. And when I say you're going to gain weight, it's going to be at most 5 pounds.
Right. And we're going through the holidays anyway, so everyone else is gaining weight and they're not going to notice.
Yeah, no one's going to notice. And 5 pounds on someone, you're not going to notice.
Right. But then,
the key is to eat consistently 6 meals a day.
Right. Since you're going to do more cardio than we told you, because I just feel this in my gut, your command is to have a one scooper, so a half serving of a protein shake while you're working out. That's a mandate, and that doesn't count as one of your 6 meals, because you're going to be working out for so long. Because I know your type. I'm sorry to sound angry, but like, I know what kind of person does this, and it's a compulsive thing almost. So you're going to have an extra little shot of energy during your workouts if you're going longer than an hour. And so bring that along. For you, since you're a little bit older, fish oil is great. Q10, it's a good supplement for you. It helps out with a whole bunch of issues that we don't have time to get into here.
Multivitamin's gonna be good for you.
Multivitamin and fish oil to, since you haven't been doing weights, to combat the soreness. Other than that, what we've been saying before applies to you. The 6 meals a day, breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, and then your during workout is really going to matter a lot. So I think that's about it. I know this was kind of a whirlwind of information. So
go online and I'll write out stuff. This, and I'm going to post today might be a long one. So I'll post what I believe it's Randy's and Stella's workouts. And then I will post also the nutrition basically for everybody.
Yeah. You guys might find it helpful to re-listen to this podcast. So take I encourage notes. You to do that. Yep. With that, we're going to get out of here. I'm tired. For some reason. Here's what happened. Here's why I'm tired.
Why are you tired?
I woke up this morning. Well, I was working out last night. And I wasn't feeling it. So I decided to do a yoga class instead of weights. So I finished my weight or yoga class. And I'm talking to one of the other employees at Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness, right?
Okay.
And so she's like, I'm going to do cardio at 7. You should come. I'm like, sure, why not? Because I was like, I need to get more in than this. And I'll do cardio with her and then do weights. So I wake up at 6, get all my stuff together. And lo and behold, at 7, I am all alone. She does not show up. I was very, very sad. She's a really nice girl, but she totally blew me out of the water. Or blew me off. But she got her cardio in. She went on a run. But I'm because of that, because I'm not usually an early morning person.
I was surprised that when I woke up, you weren't here.
Yeah. So I took a nap right before this, but I'm still sleepy.
So, yeah. You now know what I go through every day.
Yeah, well, you kind of, that's self-inflicted.
I know, but I'm just saying that, that
it's not like I haven't gone through it before.
I'm just saying that on a normal basis, you now know why I get so tired earlier.
Right, but still. That's self-inflicted.
I understand that. I'm just saying.
It's not like I've never woken up early before. I understand why you're tired. But a man pulls... Because here's the deal. Tyler's like, I don't want to go out. I'm sleepy.
So, well, half the time I also don't want to go out because I know that I have to wake up in 5 hours.
And you'll be more sleepy.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of this. We're going to get out of here. So go check us out. TrueFitnessAcademy.com. Or send us an email at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Tyler, send us out.
Let's just go with Glee, because Glee's awesome.
Glee.
So good.
All right, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Peace.